Finally, today we return to our top story of the day. Mexico continues efforts to contain the swine flu outbreak. As we heard earlier in the program, Mexican authorities are closing schools nationwide, and they're also discouraging large gatherings of people, which means sports stadiums and even churches have been shuttered. The World's Marco Werman checked on one business in the Mexican capital that hasn't shut down, the record company EMI Mexico.
The show must go on, so the saying goes, but EMI Mexico has urged its employees who are nervous about leaving their houses or aren't feeling well to stay at home.
If you don't feel like going, you are able not to attend. And if you feel ill, of course, you shouldn't go.
That's EMI Mexico General Manager Camilo Lara. Camilo Lara is also an artist. He's a DJ who goes by the name MIS, or Mexican Institute of Sound. MIS is a mad record collector whose vinyl count alone exceeds 45,000 platters. Some of that music is Mexican. A lot of it is not.
I'm a kind of a MTV generation guy. I listen to a lot of music coming out from England and from the U.S., but at the same time, I listen to cumbia and all the rhythms from my neighborhood and from my city. So I guess what is considered global now is local nowadays.
Take, for example, this track from his just-released album, Soy Sauce. It's MIS's down-in-the-gutter reworking of the Rolling Stones' Bittersweet Symphony with a mariachi guitar.
Porque es una sinfonía.
Right now in Mexico City, public gatherings are discouraged to help fight the swine flu outbreak. That means DJs like Camilo Lara are affected. If you were to DJ a set tonight, does that mean that you have to wear a face mask?
Yes, I wouldn't do it tonight because I would take it very seriously, and there would be no parties tonight. But I would wear a mask, and I would recommend not to go to my gig. So that would be the first time a DJ would anti-promote their own gig.
So what's a DJ to do in Mexico City when there's a virtual quarantine on 20 million people? How about just a single song to keep the spirits up in the Mexican capital in the midst of the swine flu and now quaking earth?
Well, I would pick from my new record called Soy Sauce, I would pick Cumbia, which is the opening track. And it's because I think Mexico City needs some positive energy, especially today that we're suffering this terrible news. So I would say that would be a happy track.
So here's a little anti-swine flu music from Mexico's own Camilo Lara, better known as the Mexican Institute of Sound. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
Just a reminder, we're going to be following the swine flu story closely in the days to come. You can always check our latest coverage at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.